Today is September 25th. What did I learn today? I learned, or reaffirmed, or solidified, that I just really don't believe good things happen to good people, or that you make your own luck, or any of that. I've had two things I've learned this week that could probably both be conversations. And, I don't know, it's tough. I'm distracted now, I'm thinking about that. I just feel like with this notion that, you know, good things come to those who wait, or all those really simple cliches when people are going through a hard time or whatever, or just things about life that are inherently positive without any basis. I say without any basis, but I mean one person who is patient enough and does whatever and makes their own like luck and works really hard, and over the course of how many years something really great happens for them. That's just one story out of like the person who's been grinding away for years and then just dies. So I get caught in this thing because I really believe that like it doesn't matter how hard you work, it doesn't matter how good of a person you are, it doesn't guarantee anything at all. And part of this, I think, is an attitude thing with me, which I'm learning while I'm talking. But I just mean that, like, you can... It's one of those things that if people say, like, oh, well... There's a name for this, because I think it's some type of logical fallacy, but I don't know. But basically, it's like, well, you obviously didn't work hard enough, or you didn't believe it hard enough, and that's why it never happened, because you needed to just do one more day, and you would have gotten that job if you just stuck with this other job. And whatever, or if you just did this thing and you did it for 5 years, but it needed to be 5 years and a week, and then it would have happened. You just needed to stick with it. Like, there's so, like, it's just so ridiculous. And I think that this notion that good things happen to good people and good things happen to those who wait, you need to make your own luck, and just like, I can't even think of other ones. There's probably 100 more things just like that, these stupid little sayings. And I've just had so many people reassure me, oh, it'll happen. It'll happen. Lately, it just pisses me off. Why? Why would it happen? It hasn't happened yet. It doesn't matter. It doesn't seem to matter what I do. There's always that little escape, right? Someone can be like, oh, well, it's because you don't really believe, or you're not positive enough. And people can feed off that energy, and you're not really optimistic enough. You don't really believe it's going to happen. Like... I have gone through periods of time where I have 100% felt that it was going to happen and believed in it wholeheartedly, no doubts, was super optimistic and positive and just grinding and working hard and it didn't happen. So like lived experience is different than someone else's experience, and it doesn't mean that you stop trying. But I guess that's the other part of the learning today, is that like I don't feel good about working hard without results. Because there's a part of me that's like, I could just drop dead tomorrow. So, you know, today I could have had way more fun. I could have... It ends up lending itself to this hedonistic, like, desire. Because why did I bust my ass so hard today? Or this week? Or last week? Or this month? Or however many months in a row, to really try and get to a place. And this is another thing, because then it becomes like, well, that's because you're trying to let your job define you, or you're trying to let your career define your happiness. And it's like, it's just, where does it end? There's a fact of life right now that I need to find a way to pay rent and get groceries, and do all the other stuff. I need money to live, period. I would really like to do something I'm passionate about in order to obtain that money to live. And I believe I'd be a much happier person in being able to do that. The other part of things is that I'm trying to liberate my mind from myself and my own confines. And I'm really trying to just be happy regardless. But when you have the daily stress of not knowing how you are going to pay to live, that's really difficult. And so I'm tired of hearing the empty platitudes. Who was it? Hobbes? I can't remember. When it comes down to the philosophers, I always forget, and I think it's Hobbes, who said, life is nasty, brutish, and short, to paraphrase. Obviously it's not for everybody. Thomas Hobbes. Yeah. And that's taken out of context, when you just say it like that without the rest of the stuff there. But it's been presented that way for a really long time, him saying life is nasty, brutish, and short, but that's not the whole thing. You know, I'm not going to edit the whole thing for the purposes of this, too, because taking things out of context is just a daily thing that everybody does to serve their point all the time. But I was going to say, obviously I don't believe in that blanket statement. I do believe that you can have a very fulfilled and happy life. That's a possibility. That can happen. They can be long and whatever. And there's quality and there's quantity, and I think there's so many people that have both. I would like to be a person that has both, but for a long time, I've only had this. Whatever this is, it's not the opposite of that. 7.5 minutes to tell you that I learned. What did I learn? I learned that I reaffirmed I don't believe. It's like a thing of, like, I don't believe in karma. I don't believe it exists. I really don't. I just don't. And then it becomes this silly thing that I just hate of, like, well, it doesn't exist because you don't believe in it. Believing in it, just, you sacrifice. I mean, you probably have peace because of it. Because there's no way for you to verify that karmic things would happen or not happen. So if you just blindly believe in it, you don't have to guess anymore. I mean, if you just say you don't believe in it, you don't have to guess anymore either. But then, if you're like me, then you're left to wonder, when is that person going to get theirs? Which is a horrible attitude to have. But it's also the same thing, like, when am I going to get mine? Which is also a horrible attitude to have. And I have both. I don't know how to wrap this up. This is a weird one. But that's what I learned today.